Haskell, brother and sister. St. Helena, California, October 12, 1909. Dear brother and sister Haskell, your letter reached me this noon. Last Sabbath, I spoke in the sanitarium chapel to a good congregation of people. The Lord gave me freedom in speaking, and this gives me courage to say that if the Lord will, I will attend your meeting in San Jose next Sabbath and Sunday. I am trying to get off important writings that must receive attention, but I shall endeavor to be with you on Friday. I will not talk of feebleness, but will do the best I can and leave the results with God. He knows how to help me. I am not afraid to trust in Him. The Lord Jehovah is my everlasting strength. I have written many pages today. This morning I received a letter from Mabel Workman. About 2 weeks ago, she gave birth to a 10-pound boy, but the little one died 2 days after his birth. Mabel has passed through a severe experience, but we are thankful that her life has been spared. Both father and mother have felt the trial severely, but they have accepted it as Christians should. Mabel's husband has proved himself to be a true Christian in this time of affliction, and the Lord has sustained them both. They feel that had they not had Mrs. Kress with them at the time, Mabel also might have lost her life. I feel thankful that Sister Kress could be with them, for she has great tact and skill. Had the mother's life been taken, all would have felt the affliction keenly. We have been very anxious regarding Mabel for 2 weeks, for until today, no word had come to us since the telegram telling of the death of the baby. I thank the Lord that Mabel's life has been spared, and I pray that she may live to be a blessing in the cause of God. Now I must stop writing. I will be with you at San Jose, as I have said. The Lord is able to strengthen and bless me, and I believe He will.